I'm going to ask you to please remain standing for the reading of the scriptures. And our scriptures this morning is in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, from verse 1 to 12. We are going to read in Jesus' name. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here, but he is risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again."
Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. This is the word of God for the people of God, and together we say, thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
Wow, what a morning. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Today we gather in the glow of resurrection morning. We've just walked through the season of Lent, a season of reflection and of loss. And now, today, we arrive at the empty tomb. But Easter is not just a day to celebrate what happened at some point in the past. It's a day to remember what is happening here and now in the present moment, in us, through us, in this city. The resurrection is not just the end of Jesus' story, but it's also the beginning of our story. In this season, we've been talking about what it means to grow in faith so that we might serve our city. We have a fresh vision here at First Methodist Houston to do just that. And today, Easter gives us a foundation and fuel for the work that lies ahead. So let's walk together with the women to the tomb, and let's listen for a call that still echoes from the empty grave. Luke tells us on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. These women, faithful and courageous, came ready to care for a body, not to celebrate a resurrection. They were walking toward grief, walking with heavy hearts. The one they had followed, the one they believed was the Messiah, Jesus, had been crucified, buried, and hope, it seemed, had been buried with him. And that's where many in our city live today, buried in the weight of despair, walking through neighborhoods where it seems like nothing will ever change. People are still coming to tombs with spices in hands, with no expectation of miracles. We find ourselves there sometimes too, don't we? Gathering the spices, thinking that there is nothing beyond the grief or the pain that we experience today. But hear this, even before the women arrived at the tomb, God had already moved. The stone had already been rolled away. You see, resurrection hope begins before we even recognize it. God rolls stones away that we didn't know could even move. Do you believe that today? That God can roll away stones that we didn't even think could move, that we thought were fixed in place forever. But our God can and will move the stone. Messengers appear, angels clothed in light, and they ask one of the most profound questions found in all of Scripture. Why? Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Everyone say, He is risen. He is risen. Indeed, indeed. Can you imagine the shock, the confusion, the dawning realization? He is not here? He's not here? What do you mean he's not here? We saw his dead body being laid in the tomb on Friday. What are you saying? Where could they have taken him? Well, friends, that question is not just for the women in the Scripture. It's for all of us. Why do we look for life in lifeless places? Why do we invest our hope in things that can't heal or save or transform? Why do we continually keep going back to the place where the well is dry and death looms heavy? Easter is an invitation to stop searching for life in what is dead. But we've got to start believing that resurrection is real. We've got to start believing. When we grow in faith, we begin to see the world differently. When we stop seeing the city as a tomb and start seeing it as a garden, resurrection can bloom. Amen? A few years ago, a community organizer in a struggling neighborhood saw something beautiful and shared this story. Each morning, he walked past abandoned buildings, empty lots, and cracked sidewalks until one day he noticed a small daffodil growing up through a slab of concrete. It stopped him in his tracks. There was no garden nearby, no flower bed, just a single bold bloom pushing through the pavement. It didn't make sense, but it sparked something. He changed his route. And soon others began following as well. Someone cleaned up trash in the parking lot. Someone planted more flowers. A local artist painted a mural. Over time, that forgotten corner of this forgotten neighborhood became a little pocket where life began to bloom. All because a flower had the audacity to grow through concrete. That's Easter, my friends. That's resurrection. Do you believe it? And it's not just something that happened back then. It's something that still happens here and now. Jesus burst through the grave like a daffodil through concrete, and now he calls us to experience power in the same way. When the women heard the angel's words, something in them awakened. They remembered his words, Luke said. And they ran. They didn't keep this news to themselves. They carried it. They became the first evangelists, these women, the first messengers of the resurrection. Because you see, when you have seen and experienced new life, you can't keep it to yourself, can you? You can't keep it quiet. Faith that grows becomes faith that goes. Serving our city begins by remembering who Jesus is and who he has called us to be. Friends, we are resurrection people. We are not people devoid of hope. We are people who have experienced healing and transformation. And we take this hope toward broken places. Toward despair, we bring hope. Toward darkness, we bring light. Now, just because we believe it doesn't mean everybody else around us is ready to believe it. The disciples dismiss the women's story as nonsense. You have to give them a break. Nobody had ever been raised from the dead before. This was groundbreaking. And yet Peter hears the news and he runs. He runs. Resurrection does this, you know. It stirs something deep within us. It may not make sense yet, but it calls us to come and see, doesn't it? we really want it to be true. Something in every human being, even if they do not yet believe, longs for this to be true. Maybe today that's where you are. Maybe you're not sure yet. Maybe to you this story seems like an idle tale. But something in you is running toward the tomb, toward hope, toward a new beginning. Friends, let me tell you something. Easter welcomes both the certain and the searching. There's room for all of us before the empty tomb. Now, the question is not whether you're ready. The question is, rather, you'll run, right? Whether you'll take the first step. Because Easter is not the end, it's the beginning. Jesus is alive, and now he sends us out with resurrection power. Because the world does not need another Easter service, but it does need Easter servants. People who carry hope into every corner, people who plant beauty into broken earth, people who love with courage and serve with joy. We are not just saved, friends. We are sent. So let's go. Let's serve. Let's grow. Let's bloom. The tomb is empty, but the city is waiting.